on this episode of Counting Cars. 63 Imperial. Mr. H, you got yourself a nice car.
I pawned it about 10 years ago. The guy never picked it up.
We never get that lucky.
Oh, shut up.
Lines, dots, and circles.
That's boring, man.
You wanted to learn how to airbrush.
Can we start with a sculpt?
Just shut up and do the lines.
She's right there. That's not a car.
Her?
I love it.
You would drive this around.
Oh, hell yeah. It's my dream car.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This thing is sick.
I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. The past 6 months have been a whirlwind at Counts Custom. Business is booming. My guys have been killing it, banging out top-notch work. But we've also had some major personnel changes, and there are a lot of new faces around here. Scott had a baby boy and moved his family to Tennessee, so now Kevin and I are doing our best to keep this shop running and on budget, one day at a time.
I have already two cups of coffee into it, and I still ain't woke up yet. It's just too early for me, man.
But for Mr. Harrison,
absolutely.
Whatever it takes, man.
I'm just getting up at this time.
I'm usually coming home at this time.
There's Mr. H now.
Hey! What's up, sir?
How are you, Mr. H?
How are you?
Good to see you this morning. How's everything?
I brought you a 63 Imperial. Need fixed.
63 Imperial. This man in his Chrysler's, man.
I know.
He's a Chrysler man.
Should be pulling up any minute.
Nice.
I had a tow truck.
Okay, cool. How long have you had this car?
I've had this one about 10 years.
Does it run and drive?
No. She's been sitting for a couple years.
I gotcha.
Time to rejuvenate her and get her going again.
Okay, all right. Here she comes. Well, that's a good-looking car. Let's go take a look at it. We can take a look at it.
It is always a pleasure when Richard Sr. from the pawn shop brings us something cool to work on. He has got great taste when it comes to old cars, style, and class. A lot like Mr. H himself.
That is a good-looking ride.
These cars are classic.
63 Imperial looks really nice. This car's got style, man. They did cool things like the fender-mounted mirrors and the front end on these things are insane. These old-school post headlights tucked in there. Mr. H, you got yourself a nice car here.
Oh, yeah.
The old man sure knows a sweet ride when he sees one. These 1963 Chrysler Imperials were the first luxury vehicle featuring a full 5-year, 50,000-mile powertrain warranty because they were subjected to 32 rigorous quality control tests. One of the most extreme trials they did was to basically create a torrential rainstorm in a box where these Imperials were exposed to 252 inches of rain per hour just to test for leaks. Where'd you say you got this car?
I pawned it about 10 years ago. The guy never picked it up.
Never picked it up?
Man, we never get that lucky.
I know.
Oh, shut up.
Well, sir, let me ask you a question. In the restoration on this car, how do you want to go?
Stock all the way.
Stock all the way.
New shocks, new brakes.
Okay.
Paint, upholstery, make it new.
I'm going to guess on the repaint on this thing, since I know you so well, sir, this car is going to be black.
Yeah. That'll work.
How about the interior? What do you want to do on the inside?
Black with a white trim.
I like that. We're going to stick with the white walls on the outside?
Of course.
Very nice. Very nice. I like it. What's your budget on this, sir?
25 to 30, somewhere in that range.
Done.
I think that's doable.
That's totally doable. As a matter of fact, I think we'll beat that. We'll take great care of her. Thank you for bringing it to us, sir.
No problem.
Absolutely. Kevin, you want to just fill out a little bit of paperwork and we'll make this happen?
I love this project, but the old man wants this car to be 100% original and stock. So if we got to replace anything, it ain't going to be easy. If he don't get it, let me tell you something. I'm going to hear about it. All right, let's get this thing unloaded.
It's all set up just like you asked.
Here's your airbrush there, buddy.
This is what I like.
I didn't say we were friends.
I didn't say we are friends either. I have been trying to get Holy Mike to teach me to airbrush for months now, and he kept blowing me off. Until one night, he needed my help to cover up his mess.
Damn it!
Oh, you didn't. Danny's gonna kill me, man.
He got away with no trouble with my help. So nice, day one at the airbrush school. So we're doing the skulls, right?
No, we're not doing skulls. You're doing that.
Lines, dots, and circles, that's all part of airbrushing.
That's boring, man.
You wanted to learn how to airbrush, this is how you learn.
But can we start with the scars or something?
No, we can start with dots. You got your example.
Yeah.
Now do that over here. Make the dots bigger. Is that looking like this over here?
Do you see that it's bigger?
What is so hard about this? There you go.
Look at it. That looks better than yours.
Do it again. Oh, that's amazing.
Right?
Check it out. All right, you're the dot master. All right, do some lines.
Come on, man.
Two rows of dots. You ain't doing no skulls. Shut up and do the lines.
I'm not sure if Mike understands what teaching is. Hey, I push it back and the paint don't stop.
Hey, this should embarrass you. You can't draw a simple line with an airbrush.
That should embarrass you. You don't know how to reverse with a truck.
I'll give you a skull real quick, and then you can move on and do it all yourself.
Why we couldn't start with this?
Because I know you won't be able to handle this. That's why.
Why not?
Because you can't do a simple line. There you go. There you go. There you go. Just do it. Do it.
Well,
do it.
So I supposed to just copy it because you didn't teach me. You didn't say like this is how you do it.
Do this. Yeah. 100 times. You don't want to do lines. You don't want to listen to nothing. So now you're kind of on your own.
No.
You got all kinds of time. Do whatever you like, as long as you write something 100 times on here.
Yes, shouldn't this note.
Thanks, buddy. Keep your air on.
Look at that.
That is an old Oldsmobile convertible.
60s.
Yep. That thing just looks a mess, though, dude.
Yeah.
You're doing good, Roland. You're doing good. You're picking up on this stuff.
Yeah.
I've started taking Rolly out hunting for cars, and I gotta give him credit. He's starting to catch on. The boy's actually making me proud. Oh, man. Look over here on the left.
What's that?
That old Ford Galaxy convertible. That's a good-looking ride. That's
not
a good-looking
ride. Not the best color I see, but...
Somebody's working on it. I don't want to pick up somebody else's problems. I'm not seeing nothing out here, man. I think we're having one of those days, brother.
We can't go home. At least talk to somebody, I mean.
I know, I hate that. I hate going out and wasting time.
You know what? I was driving around with Kevin before, and I seen a really cool car.
What kind of car is it?
I don't remember what make and model was.
Is it all year?
Yeah.
How many does it seat?
Two.
So it's like a sports car?
Yep.
And you and Kevin already looked at it?
Yeah. I mean, he was not really into it, you know, because it's not a Z28 or whatever, but...
Right. Well, dude, lead me to it, because I don't want to go back empty-handed. Tell me where to go. Left, right?
I know it's this way.
Okay. You know, Kevin's kind of been in a stingy mood lately. I think he's been holding out on me because he knows I can't resist these cars. So I'm really hoping that this one that Rolly's got in mind, it's a keeper. Because I can't wait to see the look on Kevin's face when we roll in with it.
I see her.
Where?
She's right there.
Where?
Right there.
That's not a car. Her?
I see her.
Where?
She's right there.
Where?
Right there.
That's not a car. Her?
Come on, look at it.
That's a golf cart.
That's not a golf cart.
It's electric. It's a golf cart, man. Look at this thing.
When I first saw this car with Kevin, he didn't see its awesomeness. We could put like a motorcycle engine.
In that?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Maybe. I thought maybe Danny would. I don't think he does.
You would drive this around?
Oh, hell yeah. Up and down on the street.
I think you've lost your mind. I'm not sure exactly what Rolly sees in this little hunk of junk, but back in the 70s, the U.S. oil supply was hit hard by the Middle East crisis, and in response, car dealer-turned-inventor Bob Beaumont created the Vanguard Sebring City Car in 1974. The public responded to this mini automobile in a big way, buying over 2,000 and making Beaumont's company the sixth largest automaker in the U.S. by 1975. But the electric craze was short-lived. When the oil crisis eased, people went back to their good old-fashioned gas burners, and the Vanguard Sebring declared bankruptcy in 1977.
Okay, obviously you don't like it.
It does make me laugh.
It's my dream car.
And don't get upset. Go knock on the door. Go see if anybody's home. I'll wait.
So if you make a deal, you help me out?
You know what? If it's reasonable, and it should be, we'll work it out. Yeah. You make payments to me or something.
I love you already.
I always love you. I literally can't tell if Rolly is screwing with me or if he really likes this electric pile of junk. I figured I'd send him to the door just to see how serious he is.
Hello. How you doing, sir?
Greetings.
Sorry about earlier. I'm very curious. I see this little car out there.
Yeah, the car. Everybody asks about the car.
Oh, sorry. What was your name?
My name's Vic.
Vic, Rolly. This is my boss, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Nice to meet you, brother.
Greetings.
It's a pleasure, man.
I own the 1976 City Car. Little electric car. Weird little electric car. Every month or so, I get a knock on the door. Someone interested in the car, but I really don't want to sell it.
Something you don't see every day.
No, it's pretty much a glorified golf cart, actually.
Okay, you were right.
But it is technically street legal.
How fast will it go?
It's supposed to do close to 40.
That's quick enough in Vegas.
Right.
I love it.
You really dig this.
It's my dream car.
Vic, have you ever considered getting rid of this car?
People keep asking me.
Yeah?
I would start considering somewhere around 12-ish.
Man, 1,200, huh? What are you thinking, Rolly?
I mean, I need to have it. I mean, if the price is right.
Would you take $1,000 for it in cash? I'm sure you get asked this a lot. I don't want to twist your arm and make you do something that you don't want to do. I'm just asking. All right. You're on, Rolly. You just got yourself a car, man. I can't believe I just bought an electric car, and it only goes 40 miles an hour. I don't even know how to drive that slow. I hope Rolly does. Whatever makes you happy, man. Believe it or not, I have the entire car in it from this close. We have been working on a 1963 Chrysler Imperial for Mr. Harrison Sr. over at the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop. Unfortunately, we've had to replace a ton more of the original parts than anticipated, and that is raising the cost. One of my new guys, he thinks he's got a solution to help save me some money on this, so I'm all ears right now. I want to hear what he's got to say. What is Doc doing under the hood of this 41? Do you even know what's under here? Mr. Fuel Injection.
Yeah, baby.
This is all old stuff.
But I got all my high-tech gadgets on it, man. Wideband, power probe.
I just want to keep it old school. Old.
If you want to keep having all your cars old school, I'm going to remind you something that comes with age. Death. That's what all these cars have been doing.
Now, Doc, he's new here at the shop. There's no doubt he's smart. But half the time, he's a smart ass. He and I don't always see eye to eye. Sometimes I think he thinks that cars are just rolling computers. But I am curious to see what he's got up his sleeve. What now?
Well, I know you guys keep junkyard digging, procuring parts.
Yeah.
I want to get a little more high tech, man.
Okay. What do we got?
So Doc has some suggestions for the taillights on the old man's 63.
Yeah.
Look at that. See what the problem is?
It's toast. It's been out in the sun forever. It's sun faded.
Look at this one's worse.
Oh, dude, that one's even worse. It's all cracked. It's all, this is all sitting out in the sun, man.
It's old.
Okay. It's old. I get it. So we got to get new ones.
Yeah.
New old stock.
Well, here's the problem with that. I did find a pair of these that are new old.
Okay, so they're old originals, but they're new.
Right.
Awesome.
$1,000.
$1,000 for taillight lenses?
Yes.
You're kidding me. They must be really good because they're old.
Well, Doc, explain to Danny what our alternative is.
Have you heard of 3D printing?
You know, I've heard the term.
We can draw it up using a 3D model on the computer, matched original to spec of the taillight, have the machine literally make that item.
So we can pay $1,000 and have two brand new old taillight covers,
or 3D print it out for just about $100.
Really? With the original style casting?
With anything you want on it.
Will it have all this in it?
Absolutely.
So it looks real. It looks original.
Absolutely.
It looks like it should. And you print this out like a Xerox?
Yeah. It's like a big, it looks like a soda machine.
Really?
And it makes things. You're digging it?
I'm digging it. I'm feeling it.
All right. I'm super excited right now. Danny's finally seeing things my way.
Doc?
Yeah? All right.
Kevin, thank you for bringing me down for this. And do me a quick favor, man.
Sure.
Order those originals for $1,000 for me as quick as you can. I want the real taillights.
You wouldn't even know the difference.
I know what you're saying, but right now, get them for me. If
these guys don't know me by now, I mean, come on. If it exists and it's an original piece, I don't care what it costs, I'm buying it. Especially if it's for a purist like Mr. H. I mean, if Doc wants to 3D print up some cash so I can buy the original taillights, that's great. If not, I ain't interested. They ain't put no fake taillights on his car, man. Mr. H, I am definitely excited for you to see this car, sir.
It's about time.
Rolly, bring me that car, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's a piece of art.
Hey, put a hole in the floor.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
This is a Flintstone car, man.
What are you going to do with this, man? This is ridiculous.
A few days ago, Danny helped me buy my dream car. So now that she's here, I called a meeting with the other guys in the shop so I can go over my vision for her. What do you mean, Flintstone?
Yeah, we're going to cut a hole in the floor so you can put your feet through and you can run.
Push power.
Nah. I got the vision.
You got a vision?
Yes, I got the vision.
And I got a vision, too. It's a pile of
Hey. What's so funny, Doc?
I was going to say, where's the car, but I get it.
You guys really useless, to be honest. I mean, I don't even know why I got you guys out here.
I'm just not seeing this thing.
Me neither.
So this is the project?
Yes.
This?
Yes.
Check it out, man.
You bought a golf cart?
It's an electric car. It's from the 70s.
It looks like a golf cart. Golf cart would be an upgrade. Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. Obviously, you guys don't see it, but I got the vision in my head. It's going to be chopped. It's going to be painted. It's going to be a little bit lower.
Sounds like stuff you don't know how to do.
That's why I need you guys. You guys gonna do the body work?
There's no body.
The body is in the body shop.
There ain't nothing left of that. It fell apart. You're gonna need something.
Yeah, well, probably like sheet metal. And then with you, Doc, it's gonna have a gas engine. Like a motorcycle engine.
I'm gonna have to get with these guys on the weight. Because if we're going from fiberglass to metal, it's gonna need a lot more power, a lot more brakes, a lot more suspension. What color do you want this damn thing?
I like the GTO color.
Okay.
Danny's GTO, it's a nice blue.
That works. But we really can't design anything until I see a body panel.
Oh, yeah. I know, but I just wanted to show you this is what I'm talking about.
This is doesn't the help tiny, me at all.
My tiny baby. Poor baby, look at her.
I love it.
It's going to be a cool project when we're done.
Thank you.
I don't really love it at all.
I love
it. You will love it when it's going to be done.
I hope so, bro. It looks like now.
Well, the guys are not excited as I thought, but at least they said they'll help. I think it's gonna be good.
Today is the day we give Richard Sr. from the pawn shop his baby, his 1963 Chrysler Imperial. It's taking a whole lot more time as we put the finishing touches on because Richard Sr., he knows exactly what he wants. And if he doesn't get exactly what he wants, he's going to tell you exactly where to stick it. So today is Judgment Day, and I'm really hoping he loves what we did with his Chrysler Imperial. Mr. H.
What's going on, Danny?
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good.
Good to see you, partner. Everything good?
Everything's fine.
I got your 63 Imperial sitting outside, man. You ready to see this baby?
Let's go look.
You're going to love it, man. Come on. Come on. Mr. H, I gotta tell you, I am definitely excited for you to see this car, sir.
It's about time.
It is about time. I know. You're a patient man.
Yeah. Where's my damn car?
All right, it's time to see it. We're gonna have Rolly bring it in. Rolly, bring me that car, baby.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing prettier than black.
Black and chrome.
I like it.
All right. Rolly, you know Mr. H.
How are you doing, Rover?
Good, thing.
How's it look to you, sir?
Looks beautiful. This is a car.
Yes, sir. Like Richard Sr. himself, this car is a true original. Besides a few modern touches like air conditioning, she's restored like the day she rolled off the production line. We stayed away from compatible parts, almost stock parts, and fancy schmancy 3D printer parts. Richard Sr. and I got no time for that. She's got a 413 Chrysler under the hood and torque flight transmission and all new chrome. And of course, we found the original taillight lenses to replace the old burnt up ones to complement the awesome black and chrome exterior. The interior is black and white tuxedo style upholstery, old school classic, as it should be, just like the man who'll be sitting in the driver's seat. Take a good look at this baby. All this chrome, all this trim.
It's got more chrome than most Peterbilt trucks.
I know. You see how straight the body came out, all the door gaps.
Look at that interior, boss. Black with the white inserts.
The only one was a square steering wheel.
I know, man. That steering wheel is crazy.
It's beautiful. This car is a piece of art.
Yes.
Really? You're just a little bit too young to appreciate something like this.
Thank you. I'm young.
Back in the day when this thing was new, I couldn't afford one. They cost as much or more than a Rolls Royce did back then. They were the ultimate high-class driving machine.
Yeah, we rebuilt everything. The engines rebuilt, transmissions, suspensions, brakes, all of it. Put a new AC compressor on it.
Oh, she's beautiful.
It is ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
This is a rare car, so, you know, finding parts and rebuilding stuff, you know, it just took extra time.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being patient with it, even though I know you're kicking me in the butt every week. That's all right.
Yeah, well, you deserve it,
then. I know I do. I know I do. Was it worth the wait?
Anytime you get something this beautiful, you can wait on it.
Amen.
Danny did an outstanding job. He outdid himself with an Imperial. It's one of a kind. I don't think there's another one in the country that'll match this car. A glass ride, that's for sure.
Amen, brother. I'm glad you're happy. And I have good news for you, too.
What's that?
Well, you told me to keep it between 25 and 30. I may have a little bit more in it, but we're family. So we're just going to call it 30 and call it a day. Maybe I can get a store credit or something.
It sounds like a plan.
You're awesome, boss. You're awesome. It goes without saying that I'm ecstatic that Richard Sr. is happy with his Chrysler. I love doing work for Mr. H and for everybody over at the pawn shop. They've done a lot for me over the years, and I love it when I can return the favor to them anytime I can. Rolly, keep an eye on this thing, man. Don't let nobody touch it. Don't even let any birds fly over.
Okay.
After you, sir.